Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to talk about more about last night's loss to Houston. The Grizzlies lost last night to Houston with Drew Hill, bottom of the hour. Figured I'd start here. I was talking about it with Brad before we got out of here last break. Jalen Duren last night had 22-22 for the Pistons in a win over Utah. Had 18-10 at the half of that game. And as I said, his 22-22 marked his fourth career 20-20 game. He passed Dennis Rodman for third most 20-20 games in franchise history with the Pistons. He's just in his fourth season and now about to turn 22 years old, has the most on the list of most 20-20 games before turning 22 years old. This is the all-time list. Here it is. Before they turn 22. Shaq with 11, Dwight Howard with 8, and then tied for third with 4-piece are Jalen Duren and Andre Drummond. Oh. Now, Drummond's the, I mean, again, Shaq, dominant, Hall of Famer, Dwight Howard, Hall of Famer. Drummond won't be that. He was a man-child, especially on the boards and from the get-go. And that's what Jalen Duren's now doing now, but he's adding the points to it now. We talked about it, I think it was early in the week. He's coming off had a 33-11 game, 33-point game. He and Giannis are the only players with 20-20s this season. The former Tiger player here one season. I'm Penny's best player. That's what he is. But yeah, he does this stuff silently. It's like we don't talk about him, but he is growing into a really dominant big. Over the past six games, he's averaged 20.3 points, 13.2 rebounds, has a true shooting percentage of 69.5%. Like we said, he turns 22 in 12 days. And he just got legal last year. The Pistons, they have really looked the part here now. They've rounded into form. And Jalen Duren's a big part of why. We talk a lot about Cade Cunningham. We just saw him up close and personal close the Grizzlies out. But Duren, boy, he has been a fun watch in this league. And he's making, I'll tell you what, he's handled himself so well. Like he's made all the right decisions. You know, hadn't had any of the off-the-court stuff. And he looks like just an absolute stud piece for a Detroit Pistons team with our man Bickerstaff. Really got high hopes this year. Might finish top four. That's looking that team is taking is really everything we thought Orlando was definitely going to be, a riser. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what Detroit is doing now, and looks to me like a top four seed in the East. But shout out to Jalen Duren, 22-22 last night against Utah. He's moving up some pretty historic lists. Wonder if he can get another one before 12 days, before he turns 22, move up that list. You move off of Drummond, and you'll move into sole place at third possession, a third on that list. You're not going to catch Dwight Howard at 8 or Shaq at 11, But that's pretty darn impressive in terms of the rebounder this guy already is. Dominant rebounder.
That Pistons team is really good. Now, I'm looking at the Eastern Conference standings, and I think it's important to point out it's super early. Everybody's trying to find their footing, but I've been shocked about the East. The Pistons haven't been a surprise. Knicks haven't been a surprise, or the Cavs. But guess who's at the top of that?
Philly. Right?
Philly's the Bulls are up there at 6-1.
Yeah, that one's going to come back. Bulls just beat Philly, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. You're right. We're still there at the top. I say we as a former Bulls fan.
Former Bulls fan.
I'm not going to fake the funk, act like I'm jumping back on now. I don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. I believe in more in what Philly's got going on there with some of the players they've got.
Yeah.
Giddy has been good, though, this early season. So is Bouzelis.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're a better outfit than they have been, but I'm not getting over.
Philly's very good,
them.
Though. You're right. I mean, I expect them to do well. Even with the weirdness from Joel Embiid.
It's weirdness. There's a clip of V.J. Edgecombe, the rookie, who's having a phenomenal start to his rookie year. Embiid goes down, and they have such a great chemistry already, apparently. Like, Edgecombe's asking him before he picks him up. He said, am I still handsome? Like, you're asking, can you see this? How many fingers? Right. You know, acting like he might have had a concussion. And he asked him, am I still handsome? And Embiid says yes before VJ picks him up. They seem to have a good understanding with Embiid, who at one point was being accused of being a bad leader from guys within the freaking organization saying this dude doesn't prepare. It just seems like now Embiid's cool with letting Maxey and this young group, VJ. They're going to get my guy McCain back at some point if they have not. And he's cool with, okay, I'll do what I need to do in my 23 to 25 minutes.
Yep.
And maybe Maury's some kind of way found a way to pull them out of the fire. That looked like a hot mess with Embiid and all of his health issues coming in. But the Edgecombe pick has just been absolutely
awesome.
Studly.
Awesome.
Shout out to and my resident Celtics fan, our loyal listener, Rob, wanted me to mention this.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Minot.
Oh, yes, Tigers. We haven't talked
he said,
about
don't
Josh.
Don't just shout out Jalen Duren because Josh Minot's doing a hell of a job for us. Now, it's not the double-double, walking double-double that Jalen Duren is, but Josh Minot this year, 9 points, 6.5 rebounds for the Celtics, is coming off of a 21-point game that he had in a win over Washington. And, he's found a nice little home. I think that first game, what was it, for a Celtics team that has nothing inside in terms of a center and needs the rebounding help, he had 11 and 10.
Yep.
And so, no, excuse me, 11 and 15. And so a Tiger who didn't get a whole heck of a lot of run, but we always knew had the NBA athleticism, is starting to, you know, really, really at least find himself a key rotational piece.
30 minutes a game
Boston
at times.
Right,
I mean, upwards of 20 minutes. He's averaging 22 minutes for them.
Yeah,
guy
Rob said he saved their season, which is probably a little bit of an exaggeration, but that's how pleased Boston fans have been with the acquisition of Josh Minot.
Good
and
pick.
And he's right. I mean, that's another former Tiger that's in the NBA. The numbers aren't Jalen Duren-ish, but he is having now a successful career in the NBA after flashing at Memphis. So shout out to those two former Tigers, and particularly to Jalen Duren. Dominant big man, putting up some historic numbers. And my guess is, I mean, this guy keeps growing. He's the same size. Is he not the same size or a little bit shorter than Jaren?
Yeah.
And he goes out there and gets.
He's not that tall. I noticed that watching that Pistons Grizzlies the other day.
I looked it up and he was 6'10", 6'11". Jaren technically 7 foot, over 7 foot.
He looks shorter than that when you see him on the court next to Jaren. Jaren towers him.
But his muscle, body wise,
ripped.
I think he looks more ripped than
Jaren.
But I'm saying, I mean, Jaren's either the same size weight wise or maybe a little bit heavier. And
he's heavier.
You just. You can just tell it's not about body. It's about want to. It's about,
facts.
You know, being raised that
way.
He's
a dog.
And Jalen Duren is a dog whose offensive game is really maturing and coming along. Next story. All right, this was tragic out of out of Dallas, out of Frisco, Texas. And not sure we have more details. I'll read from the ESPN story I saw this morning. Marshawn Nealon, who had just scored a touchdown, I believe it had come on maybe on a special teams play in that Arizona game, passed away at the age of 24. Team has not disclosed any details, the Cowboys, but they did release a statement. It is with extreme sadness that the Dallas Cowboys share that Marshawn Nealon tragically passed away this morning. Marshawn was a beloved teammate and member of our organization. Our thoughts and prayers regarding Marshawn are with his girlfriend, Catalina, and his family. Team said in a statement, Nealon's agent, Jonathan Persley, described Nealon's death as a pain I can hardly put into words. I'm shattered to confirm that my client and dearest friend Marshawn Nealon passed away last night, Presley said in a statement. I watched him fight his way from a hopeful kid of Western Michigan with a dream to being a respected professional for the Dallas Cowboys. Marshawn poured his heart into every snap, every practice, and every moment on the field. To lose someone with his talent, spirit, and goodness is a pain I can hardly put into words. NFL also issued a statement saying it's deeply saddened by Nealon's death and saying that they're the league's offering, obviously, counseling and resources and support for the Cowboys. Nealon was a second-round pick. You know, they had high hopes for him back in 2024, was number 56 overall. And, yeah, first touchdown. They had recovered. He recovered a blocked punt in the end zone in that Arizona game. It was a loss. And we've basically just talked about the state of the Cowboys coming out of that game. Nobody touched on the Nealon touchdown coming out of that game. We talked about, you know, them making Jacoby Brissett look good. And here he is, man. You know, one day you're here, one day you're gone, man. Praying for his family, obviously, is the girlfriend that they mentioned. And
there's been further reporting on this, too.
Oh, do you mind?
From USA Today, details emerging after the death of Cowboys defensive lineman Marshawn Nealon early Thursday. Late in the evening, Frisco police, this is from the police report, assisted the Texas Department of Public Safety. They found the vehicle eluding law enforcement as they pursued the vehicle. After losing visual of the vehicle, troopers located in minutes later crashed southbound Dallas Parkway. According to Frisco police, initial reports indicated that a male later identified as 24-year-old Marshawn Nealon of Plano, Texas, fled the scene on foot, established a perimeter, and initiated a search of the area with the assistance of canines. Officers had been informed that Nealon carried suicidal ideations. And then the report goes on, was later located at 1:30, deceased with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. As this is directly reading from the report again, TMZ reported they got audio, and so there's more now out there with the girlfriend.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the
sad news. Very sad news. If you ever need help, reach out to those people who can give it to you.
My pastor was talking about this morning. He's a Cowboys fan, and that's, he asked me, was it suicide? And I'd hoped not.
No,
but it's certainly when you know somebody this young, we'd been concerned this morning. Those of us that have been talking about this, so you hate to see it clearly in that situation for Marshawn Nealon. But tragic story, like we said, out of Frisco. All right, we have to do it. It doesn't make anybody it's an uncomfortable story to talk about. But Tony Allen, who we all love dearly, I mean, a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer, he's a Grizzlies. We just did the jersey retirement.
Jersey
just
retirement last year.
Derek Rose in here. Yeah. I was there. Paul Pierce, everything else. So he's up in the rafters. He's in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. He was arrested on Wednesday in Arkansas on drug charges following a traffic stop. According to the Poinsett County Sheriff's Office, deputies initiated a traffic stop on Interstate 555 in Arkansas. Allen was the passenger in a car in which William Hatton was driving. When the deputy approached the vehicle, smelled marijuana. As a result, they were ordered to get out of the car, and police said that's when Allen was searched. He held a package containing a green leafy substance that was later identified as weed, as marijuana. There was also allegedly several pieces of drug paraphernalia in the car, which Hatton said were his, according to police. And then here's the one. Further examination of the vehicle uncovered a cigarette box in the passenger seat pouch where Allen was seated. Inside the box, a clear plastic wrapper that contained a white powdery substance, which later tested positive for cocaine. Both Allen and Hatton were charged with possession of meth or cocaine and possession of marijuana. In addition, Hatton was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and improper lane change. Both men were taken to the detention center in Poinsett County, and Hatton's car was towed from the scene. Be careful here what I say. Like, Tony is a valued member of Memphis. Now, I'm not just talking about the Grizzlies and the basketball community. Like, well, you know, you go to your kid's game, and there's a good chance Tony's going to be there with his kid. Like, he's become a citizen of Memphis. So,
yeah.
And from that, you know, from Mike Miller's kind of done the same thing. You know, there's a part of you that's like, you appreciate that. They're not from here. They clearly feel like Memphis is a cool place, a place they'd like to call home, and they stay here. And I don't know about you. I mean, Zeebo, too, has had a presence here, has continued to have a presence here, it feels like. I don't know if he still lives here or not, but we've continued to feel his presence here. I don't know. I've always appreciated those guys deciding, you know what, I'm going to stay here. I'm gonna spend my life
here. Super cool.
I appreciate that as a Memphian.
Yeah,
because we love, obviously, when outsiders or formerly outsiders come in, you like it so much, you stay. Or you say good things, whatever else. And that's what Tony has sort of graduated to. You can set aside the grindfather stuff, how much we loved him on the basketball court. He's a beloved community of our, you know, a citizen of our community. And so you hate to see this. And again, I think about his kids. I think about his family. That's the, you know, your name is splashed across the headlines. You're a grown man, you know, and Tony's been in trouble before. We all know that stuff. Had the stuff with the fake dental stuff that he got.
Ate him and the players from the yes. NBA, and it was the scheme with
and he had to pay it back and you know, whatnot. Yeah. He had to pay it back and take care of that. Now yeah. he's got this, and you're a grown man. You're gonna do what you want to do, and you know, some of us, we've got things going on behind the scenes, whether it's addiction or whatever else that, you know, that we're dealing with internally and the world don't know about. So again, that's not to judge Tony. We all got stuff. But man, you got to make smarter decisions. It was one thing when you were a Grizzly and you were playing. I'm sure maybe if you get pulled over, whatever else, got a little weed in the car.
Yeah.
You're still playing, man. You know what I'm saying? You'd probably be sent on your way. Maybe that's one of the reasons why these guys kind of like Memphis, you know. When you become a celebrity in Memphis, you kind of are. In many ways, I suppose.
Maybe at times you might be above the law. Let off some of this a little bit here and there.
My point is, like, bro, you're in Arkansas. You're not in Memphis where you might be protected because we know you're here. And you got your guy in here swerving lanes. The guy that's going to be the guy that's going to end up probably taking all the charges and everything else. But he's swerving lanes. And you put yourself in that spot. You are still a valued member of the community that if you get arrested, there's going to be a headline. Tony Allen. Can't you know? And so, listen. If Tony's battling something, if that's, I'm hoping he can get through that. Not to get this, you know, charge off whatever else, but for his family, you know. These kinds of moments, you have these moments we've held up Tony. Well, you know, he's gotten his jersey retired, everything else, and I was there. I loved that ceremony. Paul Pierce, you could tell the respect that the reverence folks have for him. Kobe says, best guy ever defend me. You know, Derrick Rose was there. He's telling his stories, how much he, you know, loved Tony Allen. And that's where we want to keep you. Realize you're human. But, bro, it's continuous. Like, there's now, like, a pattern. So, I don't know, man. I'm praying that he makes better decisions. You know, we'll forgive you here in Memphis. We've done it every time with Tony Allen. I mean, that's it, you know, if there's been anything to forgive him for, but when he's gotten into that trouble, we've still put our arms around him. We're going to do it again. But come on, Tony. Come on, Tony. Like, man, can't be taking trips to Funky Town over in Arkansas, bro. Like, you know, you're protected to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Let's not be foolish with it, and clearly this was a foolish decision. One more before we move to Drew Hill. This is gonna matter more to John than it is to me, but I did find it interesting. So this was a big story at ESPN. They've named DraftKings their official sports book.
I saw this. They dropped their original
bet
deal that they had with an they were outsourced essentially when they branded it around themselves, right? So they dropped them and go to DraftKings.
DraftKings is going to be integrated into ESPN's platform starting in December, including providing content for the betting tab within the ESPN app. What they're the way Jimmy Pitaro has put it, working with DraftKings, a leader in the space, will allow us to build upon that foundation that we've got to continue to super serve passionate sports fans and grow our ESPN direct-to-consumer business. Earlier Thursday, ESPN announced that it would no longer work with that group. Brad's talking about Penn Entertainment.
Yeah, that was the company.
The outsource. That the ESPN
put
bet numbers they
it.
Used were Penn Entertainment. Okay, thank you for that. You know, having DraftKings on there, you got more than 10 million customers. They're one of the leaders.
Yep.
And so I suppose that only strengthens everything in terms of what you're trying to do in this space. But this seemed to be a pretty important news for ESPN. I don't know that it's going to change anything for them.
I think it changes their pocketbooks. Like, you get a check for this, right? They're probably a better deal. And they probably wanted to disassociate their brand name with gambling. In other words, untie ESPN bet and make it a DraftKings name versus our name being on the product.
Plus, is that just for looks, so it doesn't optically
I think
look
it's
like
both.
You're tied in?
Otherwise, what would you do? You'd say we're rebranding and it's still ESPN bet and it's still powered by DraftKings or something. But there's two things here. I think they get a check and you make a decision to unsaddle yourself, and maybe you didn't like your deal you were getting with Penn. That's a thought. That's the first thing that crossed my mind, you know, because we're already in a situation where you're reporting on sports news and injury reports, and everybody's already twisted up in this stuff. And then in the you're talking about as a news outlet today in the news, several NBA players have fixed games in the past. The line on the Portland Trailblazers game tonight is Blazers -3. It's just a little different, you know? So no, maybe this is DraftKings, you know?
Perhaps it is. We're going to get back into last night's loss to the Houston Rockets with Drew Hill. He had eyes on it. He's going to tell us what he thinks of this. You know, I think it's a mess. Maybe Drew Hill can help me make some sort of, you know, sense out of what we're seeing right now with the Grizzlies and a path out of this. Does it have to include Zach Edey? Can you get out of it right now? We'll talk to Drew Hill about it. You're listening to J&J 929 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, ma'am. Drew Hill is the Grizzlies beat writer and columnist for the Daily Memphian. Read him, listen to his podcast at dailymemphian.com. Follow him on X at @DrewHill_DM. Drew, you know I don't do fake headlines. You'll get that next week with John. Okay.
It's a good week to have a week off. I was worried about that one.
It's heated.
Enjoy Disney World, John.
There you go. Enjoy it. I think this. He was doing the character dinners and everything. Says they're very costly. When you have Mickey or Minnie actually come and stop by, but the kids, that's what they want.
You
want
to hear my Disney World story? I got a good Disney World story.
Oh, please, by all means.
When I was a kid, my dad was working for Comcast, and I guess Disney was trying to buy Comcast or something. Something was going on where they invited, I don't even know what my dad's title was, but they invited people that worked at the company at Comcast to come down there for this big convention type thing at Disney World. We stayed in this nice Disney World hotel. They got to bring their kids. There were all these events. And one of the events that they did was MGM Studios, and it was like this dinner at night out there. I don't know. It's just like movie characters running around and stuff. Well, they had these houses, these fake houses, and they had these fake robbers, like guys that were like dressed up in all black that were like going up to the house and shaking the door handles and stuff. And they were fake houses, but I was a little kid. I was so scared, I probably cried for like 4 straight hours.
Oh, no.
And I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to do Disney World anymore, Dad. I think I'm all set on Disney World. Ruined by the fake robbers.
Mm, hopefully that's not happening for John's kids. You know, having an experience like that. Sure. It looked like it was all smiles from the pictures I've seen. We're hoping he has a good time and gets back safely. In the meantime, I need you to help steer me through this mess. And that's my word. Well, it certainly wasn't anything anybody said last night on the record or from the Grizzlies, but
it was better. It was a little better.
I have a hard time just brushing this off, Drew, to, hey, lost to, you know, good Western Conference team. You know, it's okay. Things are still fine when you're not seeing what feels like it's been a continuation of your stars not being on the same page with your head coach.
Yep.
So that's the part I still come away concerned, as opposed to, oh man, well, Houston's going to do what they do. Of course, knew that, but it's just the fact that didn't see what looked like any of still being of getting back on the same page. It feels like all we've been talking about is they have to. I don't know. Did you what did you make of particularly Jaren, their roles in this offense, and what happened last night?
So, okay, so there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle. I think to have the post game go all right was one small step in the right direction.
Good call. It was.
And as far as the game went, that was not necessarily. And I think that there's, when it relates to Islo and the players on the team, the key here is the buy-in, right, which doesn't seem to be at full strength.
Not seeing
not nearly
it.
At 100% at this stage.
Surely not.
And Isolo always gives very thoughtful, logical answers that if you listen to them, they make sense. But there's a difference between managing basketball and managing people. And I think that right now, the Grizzlies really need the managing people aspect to come into play and find a way to get everybody together on the same page, because it's unacceptable for Jaren to go a half of basketball with one field goal attempt. It's not solely on Jaren. It's on his teammates who can't make shots around him.
Right.
So the opponents
killing
are just packing the paint.
That part's true, yeah.
It's on the coach to make sure it's more of an emphasis.
Yeah.
And it's on Jaren to be more aggressive. It's not one single person's fault. It's everyone's fault. But it feels like there's so much tug of war going on, with one problem affecting another problem, and the health affecting the team's ability to win, and the losing affecting the team's ability to stay together. And all of these things have just sort of piled up to the point where I did a podcast with Chris. It feels like it's so alarming, because there's no, well, if this happens, we're out of the woods, right?
Right. Edie's not going to get you out of the
woods. Edie's not getting
everything.
You out the woods. Edie and Ty Jerome, you had a perfectly healthy roster and the players weren't bought in, this would still be a problem, right? So there's too many things going wrong, and the collective of that, we talk about, Isla talks about collective basketball all the time. The collective of issues is the main issue.
Yeah.
Is that there does not seem to be one way to fix this, and that, you know, it also goes for some of the rotation stuff too. Like, you know, Chris and I, we got into that. It's a point of frustration, and it's a point of frustration for me, especially watching that Detroit game. Watch Jaren finally get going in that game when he got off to a slow start, and then boom, he's
and
off the court. That to me was a little bit of a lack of feel in that moment. But it doesn't mean that Isolo has no feel at all, because you go watch other games like the Phoenix game, where he pulls Javon Small, puts in Cam Spencer, that makes a world of a difference. And he, you know, leans into Omax against Zion, and they win a game. And like, there's been other decisions that he has made that have been feel decisions that are reactionary things that have been the correct decision. He's shown he's capable of doing that. But it hasn't really happened with the star players. Right. And so to me, I think the same way we talk about there's basketball and people, there's the team, and then there's Ja and Jaren, who make up such a big part of the team.
Yep.
And I think you can't, you know, play to one and neglect the other. And so I think some of the frustrations with the coaching are valid, but it's too early to it's just too early for them to say that they're going to move on. And like, if they, you got to give them a chance to get the team bought in. You know, you're not,
yeah.
You can't just you know, chalk this up and say it's over already. We're 9 games into the season. So
I love the way you put that there's managing basketball players and managing people. And I'm wondering if Isolo can do the latter one, if he can speak the language, you know, of those two people in that way. And I bring that up to ask you, because it, and I don't know that staff as well as you do. He's brought in some of his own folks. Is there that kind of person? If Isolo can't do that, if his language is just basketball and patterns and sub patterns and all that, and right now they're not speaking the same language. Is there a candidate? Are there a couple of candidates? I'm just saying, because I think you're right. I mean, it feels like there are hurt feelings in there. So maybe you do need sort of that people manager. Is there somebody on that staff that's like that can help bring them back? You know, maybe if there was a candidate that would come to mind for you?
It's harder to say because, like, we're 9 games in the season. I haven't had the chance to meet all of these
coaches
in depth. But they do have a smaller coaching staff than they have in the past. You know, Darnell Czar, who's coaching the bigs, seems to have a very good relationship with them. And, like, let's just be real about it, is somebody that played in the NBA, who's African-American,
yeah,
who can speak their language. Yeah. Brian Penny Collins. Former TSU player. Yeah. Former TSU head coach.
But first year in the NBA, right?
First year in the NBA. I mean, but these aren't coaches that have had those high level assistant jobs. It's Ryan Saunders who's had the high level assistant job, an interim head job.
Right.
And, you know, best I can tell, the players seem to like him. He's very communicative, tough word for me.
Well done.
With Isolo over the course of a game and with Ja over the course of a game. But I wish I had a better answer for that, but I don't have a great answer for that given we've only really.
Oh, it's still so early, and we're still getting to know them. The shooting, I think I looked at, it's 33%, 25th in the league.
It's a big problem.
It's killing you, and a lot of them are open. So hopefully some of these will drop, and maybe some of that space gets created.
But this was something we were talking about coming into the season. You in particular, were questioning it quite a bit. We're right to do so, and now here we are.
Well, and KCP's just giving you nothing from a shooting standpoint. That didn't help.
Ja hasn't been able to make threes.
Ja is putrid right now. 14%. It's worse he's ever been.
It's a frustration for him at the moment, too. It's just the way he is playing.
Well, you can't pull Ja. Can you not pull KCP at least and put Cedric Coward has hit a few in? I would just bring that up to let's get into these slow starts. Bad first quarter again last night. Does it not make – and I know Isolo touched on this, I think, or was asked about it, Coward, and trying to address these slow starts, is that not an option? And maybe you take a little pressure off KCP, bring him off the bench?
He said that it is an option, but – this is where I think I'm going to get myself in trouble because I do kind of agree with him. Like, it is not necessarily about when you play in the game. It's about how much you play in the game. That is logically makes perfect sense.
Well, and he pulls them fast, so I get where you're.
I get that, but you're right when there's a pattern, and we're talking about patterns, where there's a pattern of you can't score early in the game.
Yeah, let's show him this pattern. This is the one we see.
Maybe it's time to mix it up.
Plus, Coward's earned it.
They might.
Coward has earned it. I mean, look at the way. I mean, he's not shooting last night, but he hits the boards for you. Like, he's defensively, you're sort of doubling down in a way with him and Jaylen out there. They're more of your future than KCP.
I wonder also. I don't know this. This is just pure speculation. I wonder, given that KCP is the oldest vet on this team, and is playing that role for the team, if the worry is moving him to the bench may. You know, you can't lose that guy. That's a very important piece to the locker room.
That was my initial concern. Sane talked me out, but that was my initial concern about putting Sed in the starting lineup. I said, you better do a Jaylen Wells. You know,
that's
what I thought at first. But my point is, KCP is not part of the future.
That's true.
That's the only thing. And sure, you want him at his best while you got him here.
That's a good
point. He does seem important right now in the sense that he's a veteran, and maybe he can help, if nothing else, smooth some of this stuff over, get everybody calmed down. But he can't. I mean, he can't hit a thing at this point. So I'm less worried about maybe offending him than I originally was. And the idea of having, you know, Sed out there at the two, Jalen at the three, whatever you want to make it look, that could be, maybe you're getting a look at your future, you know, in terms of, and you're right, we put too much stock into starting, but
it's the pattern that's the problem.
This has been game to game now.
You can't have a slow start every single time.
And like you said, Isolo's making adjustments in game that we're seeing. Some are working. How about, you know, would seem to make an adjustment up front. I'll ask you this, and again, I'm just asking for your opinion here. Nothing. Not asking you to write a headline, but with Jaren after these games, he almost, you touched on it. It's a balance. He's got to be more aggressive, but man, they've got to find a way too. I don't, you know, if they're not coming out of what it is, maybe you adjust something and you pound it into him and you just do.
If you're asking me if he's
lost.
Frustrated, he seems
he
frustrated.
Seems lost, yeah. Frustrated, almost to maybe more so than Ja. I haven't. Even though, you know, I know he's had a couple of 20-point games now, I've just sensed a guy that, you know, maybe it's not even so much checked out, but it's like, I don't know what to do in this offense. I don't know. What are you seeing with Jeremy?
Well, there's just a lot of problems that are being created because it's – the spacing is bad because guys can't make shots. That's one element. The other element is they – I know people want to see Ja and Jaren on the court together more, but – it's hard to get there because then you look at the rest of the roster and you're like, how are we going
to
play minutes without Ja and Jaren?
They
can't play
48.
They
feel like they have to have one
right?
of them on
like,
the floor. Yeah.
You do want to play minutes with one of them on the floor. Well, you take Ja off the court, who's throwing Jaren an entry pass?
Yeah, Cam Spencer
you
could
got
shoot
Cam
it, but
Spencer
he turns,
and Vince
he turns,
Williams
he turns
throw
it
an
over
entry
too.
Pass.
He did the other night. Yeah.
You know? And so I think it's like it's a problem getting him the ball. He's worried about getting offensive fouls in terms of positioning. You can't just play ISO ball with him because no one respects the Grizzly shooters right now, and they're just going to pack the paint if you try to do that. You're running out of options. You got to find a way to get him some different looks, you know, get him face-up looks in better situations and try to rely on that because it's like the shots that he is getting are the shots that he's good at. They're above the break threes and, like, those mid-range shots. Like, that's the frequency, if you go look at his shot frequency when it comes to, you know, percentage of shots from mid-range, from three, at the rim, like, it's all in line with what he's done during his best offensive seasons. But the volume isn't there. Right. And I think a lot of that is not his fault, to be honest. And so I would be frustrated, too, if I were him.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Dallas represents an opportunity, it feels like to me, in what's a tough stretch right now
important.
With them struggling. To get this back to Friday feels maybe more important than it should be.
Dallas, 100% it is because you look at the schedule coming up.
Yep.
You got OKC on Sunday. I'm not even talking about the long term. I'm just talking about next week. You got OKC on Sunday. The vibes are not good right now.
And they own you. Yeah. And they have
the vibes are lacking. That Sunday game you can't assume is going to go well. Because it's the Thunder, right? And then you're going to turn around and you're going to go to New York and Boston. Two of the
best back-to-back, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Most difficult media markets there is. And if this team is on a 6-game losing streak and the vibes are still bad right then, like, they are going – that it's going to be a very tense situation next week. I think a win against Dallas could really just do everybody some good. Pick the energy up. I think the Dallas game is way more important than maybe we even pay attention to. They need it from an energy and buy-in standpoint because it does not feel like the buy-in is 100% there. It does not feel like everybody's happy. You know, it was closer to what they wanted, I thought, against the Rockets, but not quite there. Maybe if you beat Dallas, you can get back to business as usual or a little bit more of it by the time – you know, they're going to go to New York, and it's going to be a pretty tense week.
I know a lot of people are mad at Isolo. I just want to throw this one out at you because I don't think it would happen. I want to know what you think. I think if this got really bad, that Kleiman having the Phoenix pick and, you know, this being a lottery pick, maybe you just go all in and you, you know, you say, you know what, we'll just lose. And if you did, then you're certainly you're not putting that on Isolo. What I'm trying to say is,
then why are John Jaren on your team?
Yeah, my point is, all these folks talking about firing Isolo, give it up. I just feel like Zach Kleiman is too invested in him. And, yeah, if this keeps going nasty, it's not going to be put on Isolo as much as it's going to be put on some of these roster decisions. And, hey, we can shift gears, go tank. I just don't think he's going anywhere for the folks that are saying this is a coaching issue, he's not the right coach for it. I think you're in for the long haul because Zach is so invested in him. What do you think?
Not nine games into the season, they're not going to
make a change. But maybe
if we get later on down the line and it's like, hey, look, Ja and Jaren are playing well, but we don't think the coaching's going to work. Like, okay. Yeah, maybe. Would that not just be the ultimate mismanaging of the
I mean, the last couple of years in the coaching situation, I mean, doesn't he have to be all in a way on Kleiman? The way you did it last year?
Yeah. I mean, you would expect that, right? That's what would make sense because they did invest a lot.
He clearly believes in getting him.
They didn't interview another candidate, right? So, yeah.
But you don't pick coaches over star players in this league. That's not what you do. That's what I'm trying to get to.
That's right. If there's a tug of war here,
I
can tell you who's pulling harder, and that's John Jaren. But I think that when it comes to that, like the whole tanking idea, what are you doing with star players on your team if you're just going to intentionally, I don't think that that's the first option. But if the season continues to go bad, this draft class is really good. You know, there's a lot of teams that fold up shop in February, right? And then you get some really disgusting March NBA basketball, and the hope is that the Grizzlies aren't going to be part of that. But that, I mean, if this season continues to just go downhill, then maybe you end up, you know. But in the end, look, I also want to separate these two things. I'm glad I got to this point, which is that there's the off the court media drama, and like this is it's such a big part of the NBA. It's just like the chatter around the NBA. Mm-hmm. But then there's the actual basketball. And in the end, what the Grizzlies have to determine, which we've been saying all summer, is whether they think John Jaren can be the lead stars on a team that can compete for a championship. And, like, can we just separate all this drama with, like, the coach and all of that for a second and, like, just think about it from a basketball perspective? Flat out, they just need John Jaren to be better this year. Because right now, there's nothing that suggests, you know, that's trending in the right direction.
No.
Whose fault that is, you can pass the blame around all over the place, but like everybody in the city wants the same thing, right? They all want Ja and Jaren to work out. Like, there's a reason that these guys have been here a long time. There's so much love for them. Like, they're really supported here. Everyone wants the answer to that question to be yes. So, like, the basketball part of this is important too. Like, we can forget all the drama with everything else, and like, let's just focus on making sure those guys are playing well enough to on the court to conjure enough belief to make that happen. Because, I mean, if we're gonna talk about like tanking and that sort of thing, like the Grizzlies, the only way they arrive at that destination is that they decide that the answer to that question is no. Like, we don't think we can get there with John Jaren. So, you know, there's so much that's piled up with this, you know, this team over the first nine games of the regular season. But let's just try to remember that the basketball aspect of this is, like, pretty dang important, too.
No, I'm with you. Which of these surprise teams, Philly, Chicago's been that. San Antonio has been a surprise because we thought they'd be improved and a riser, but not looking this good. Is it them?
As the best?
In terms of the ones that have surprised you the most, further ahead of schedule than you thought. Yeah, is that further ahead of schedule? I don't either. That's why I'm saying that maybe they come down to five or six, and that's an improvement.
Yeah.
But that's not a top four seed team.
No, I think some of it might be a little bit of a facade in terms of the Bulls being that good. I think San Antonio, San Antonio looks legit. And I know they lost last night, but, you know, I think Wemby, I didn't know if it was going to be the season that he just really turned into Godzilla and was just so dominant. But it appears that this is going to be the season that that's the case. So yeah. I think San Antonio, you know, San Antonio has enough talent on their team to like win playoff series at
and,
this point.
And I think Windhorst keeps saying the flexibility if they wanted to like, you know, really do something major and go all in, kind of, you know, they could do, they've they got could. That too in addition yep. to all the stuff. All right. A lot to figure out. How are you feeling about our Bears?
Pretty good. I mean, like, look, Ben Johnson has changed the culture of that team so clearly.
Well, I love you saying
that. That was a wild game against Cincinnati,
dude,
and the defense
Flacco threw
is
for
bad.
470 on
the defense is bad. The secondary is extremely hurt. They're going to give up a lot of points, but they have one of the best offenses in the NFL. It's wild to think about. The Chicago Bears have one of the best offenses in the NFL, maybe the best offensive line in the NFL.
It's wild seeing Caleb out there catching touchdowns.
I know, and we have a creative play caller. I mean, they are not going to finish as a playoff team or anything like that. But the idea of, hey, maybe they're like a 8-9, 9-8 team and like we feel like we've made big progress, that's happening.
Yeah. My takeaway has been is Ben is that dude, like you said,
yep.
culture changer. Mm-hmm. We knew he was a smart offensive guy up in Detroit. Well, we didn't know if he was leader of men. And that's what he's showing me. We gotta
see some defensive improvements though.
I'm not
bought in all the way on Dennis Allen. It feels like we're aggressive in some.
We're
of the
so
wrong
banged
spots.
Up on that side too. That's part of it, much like the Grizzlies. But you're right. That the defense has been a. You can't stop a nosebleed right now.
No,
it's absolutely disgusting. You are the best, sir. Appreciate all of your insight. He is Drew Hill. Make sure you're reading him, listening to him. His podcast over at DailyMemphian.com, as good as there is. We're gonna be back. I'll get you into the third hour. We're going to talk to Bennett Doyle, our friend, our brother, 125. See what he's made of the Grizzly situation right now. All that and more when we get back. Listen to J&J, 929 FM, ESPN.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.